It's a Saturday afternoon, a warm and windy day in Springfield, and I'm paying a visit to the dual American Legion posts 676 and 1214 on the north side of town. Walking up to the south side entrance of the place, I see a sign saying Foxhole Lounge, and I open the door. As my eyes adjust to the low-light interior of the single-story structure, I see a fully stocked bar on my left, tables and chairs to my right. Against the wall opposite the entrance, a man wearing a Stars and Stripes collared shirt is on stage singing karaoke, complete with hand gestures and hip thrusts. Within minutes of my arrival, I meet the commander of American Legion Post 676.
Kenneth A. Kerr, K-E-R-R. I'm a transplant from New Jersey.
And I'm Mike Smith for the KSMU Sense of Community series, today visiting with veterans where they gather to look at social interaction opportunities available to them, including, according to Ken Kerr, that place of prominence for American Legion Post 676 in the 2017 Veterans Day Parade held in Willard.
We were the first in line, and our float was loaded with veterans, and also pictures of those on the sides who had served. And it is important to us that we portrayed to the general public what we do, what we are.
American Legion Post 676 is located on North Clifton at Kearney in Springfield, but the building is also home to American Legion Post 1214 and its 70 or so women veterans. Retired Navy Chief Sabrina Bonet is 1214's vice commander. She says the post's social calendar is centered around community service.
It's a giving back. Our way of socializing is giving back to our community, but that's our way of socializing most of the time, is some charitable event, some memorial event.
Including, according to Army veteran Elaine Gibo, a Post 1214 sponsored pancake breakfast in July, which will support Ozark Peacemakers Quilt Guild's Quilts of Valor program for area veterans.
They're always looking for donations of red, white, and blue material, or batting, or thread, if you know, and anybody's interested in donating.
We have a social committee that organizes events for the post members during the year.
Louise Hansen served in the U.S. Army, retiring with the rank of captain.
We like to try and participate in karaoke night here once a month on the third Friday. We're also looking at planning a canoe and kayaking camping trip here this summer.
According to Debbie Irwin, who served in the U.S. Army from 1983 to 87, Post 1214 is a place where she and others can gather together to talk about shared experiences and, in some cases, to heal sometimes invisible injuries.
A lot of us have been sexually traumatized in the military. Some of us suffer from PTSD. And this is our social outlet to come and be with the other women. They understand what we've been through.
Being with your sisters and having your sisters around you and knowing that they're here for you, it makes it easier.
The best way to release what's going on inside is when you can interact in a social setting where you can laugh and let your guard down.
Yeah.
We've got to be sisters and relaxed and enjoying ourselves.
Trust.
The Women Veterans of Southwest Missouri American Legion Post 1214 meet the third Saturday of every month. Its roster shows a membership of around 70, six being male members. The Kirby Wilcox Bicentennial American Legion Post 676 meets the second Monday of every month. Post Commander Ken Kerr says plans are in the works for an open house and spaghetti dinner at 676 for those veterans able to travel from the Missouri Veterans Home in Mount Vernon.
And what is important there is that the old-timers who come out would say to us, could I have a little something in my orange juice? And we say quietly, sure, what would you like, vodka or what have you? Nobody knows except the two of us. And for those old-timers who have served so long, so hard, that's the least we can do for them.
The Foxhole Lounge and restaurant are open to the public at North Clifton and Kearney in Springfield, where American Legion Posts 676 and 1214 meet monthly, but whose members gather much more often to share some laughs and support one another and veterans they've never met. It's also where Broadway Bill, that fellow on stage wearing the Stars and Stripes shirt, presents a passionate and powerful karaoke. The KSMU Sense of Community series continues on air through tomorrow and, of course, is online at ksmu.org. This afternoon at 4:44 p.m., a continued look at social interaction opportunities for veterans with a visit to Bingo Night at VFW Post 3404. For KSMU, I'm Mike Smith.